Say a good amen. You see, amen means so let it be. So if you agree with your prayer, say a good amen. Okay, we are at the session of the youth now, and they are here. So they can step out. And there are three of them that have been designated to lead and do the prayer, while all of us really pray for our young ones. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for them. You know, we always say our youth are tomorrow. Honestly, the tomorrow should begin now. If we leave them until we are gone, we don't know what is going to be happening. Let the tomorrow begin now. They are tomorrow, they are today too. So we have great mighty men of valor among these young ones. And so I want us to do battle with them as they lead the prayer. Please don't sit down. You know, somebody even says sitting is your enemy. Don't sit down. If you're sitting down, you're going to be having backache. You sit too much, sit too much. Wherever you are sitting, sitting, stand the whole day for a change. There's nothing wrong with that. Just stand up. If your shoe is hurting, take off your shoe and then walk barefooted. We have carpet here. When you are in a prayer warriors, you don't really wear too much shoe. Put it off and then walk around and do battle. Amen. So our children will lead the prayer. Three of them will pray, and then all of us, we're going to begin to pray in agreement with them.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are grateful for God giving us another year of solemn assembly. May we give glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, as youth, we've been charged in the youth form, praising and worship, and inviting the Spirit of God in our presence. So three individuals, myself and Colin, have been helping out as much as possible, working with ASMPN Task Force Group and the leadership. And this is how far the Lord has brought us. Amen? Now, give a round of applause for the other youth that joined us too. Our brother Wally and our sister from Tennessee and our brother from Maryland. And some of us, were some left early, but by God's grace, God did a magnificent work today. Amen? So I'm going to hand it on to this three young, beautiful, fearful, godly men and women, young adults, to lead us in prayer. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the King of Kings. Praise Master Jesus. I'm going to be reading from Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, "For I know the plans, I know the thoughts that I have for you, declares the Lord. Thoughts to prosper you and not to harm you. Thoughts to give you hope and a future." Father, I come before your throne of mercy. God in heaven, I come as your daughter. God in heaven, you said to come boldly, Father, to your throne of mercy. God, you said we should humble ourselves before you, that you will hear from heaven and that you will heal our land. Jesus, I come before you. God, interceding for this generation. God, I come before your throne of mercy, reminding you of what you said. God, you said that your thoughts for us. God, you said that they are thoughts of good. God, you said they are not of evil, to deliver us and to bring us to an expected end, to deliver us and to bring us to a destiny. God in heaven, I come on behalf of the people of God, Jesus, of the young generation. God in heaven, I pray, Lord, that our destiny, oh God, we will walk in it. God in heaven, I pray that Jesus, those same thoughts that you have for us, God, they will continue to ring in our minds. God, that we will not forget it. God, the thoughts of the evil one, the thoughts of the devil, God, I pray that they will not come to fruition in our lives. God in heaven, the thoughts, oh Lord, that are not of you, Father Lord, we take them far away. But God, the thought that says that we will be the head and not the tail, the thought that says that we will be above only and not beneath, the thought that says that we are free and free indeed. God in heaven, I proclaim these thoughts, God, over
this generation. God in heaven, I proclaim it over this generation. And I say, God, we will no longer walk in the path of unrighteousness. But God, today, oh God, we will walk in the path of righteousness. God, and we will succeed. God, you said that you will bring us to an expected end. God, and you said that the end, that it will be better than the beginning. God in heaven, you said the latter days, that they will be better than the former days. So, dear Lord, I stand on your word today. Jesus, and I proclaim that wherever we have missed it, God, let there be a redirection. God, let there be a redirection. God in heaven, let us be right. Jesus, redirect us back to purpose. God, redirect us back to destiny. God in heaven, let there be a detour. God, let there be a way of escape, oh God, from the snares of the evil one. Jesus, arise on our behalf. God, build the younger generation. We take our place. God, in your kingdom. God, here on earth. Jesus, we take our place. Jesus, we refuse, oh God, to be in chains. We refuse, oh God, to be in shambles. And God, we take our place. God, those thoughts that you have towards us, God, even after we leave here, God, let them continue to ring true in our lives. God, let those thoughts become a reality. God, let them become a reality. God, every plan of evil one that tries, oh God, to keep those thoughts from becoming a reality, oh God, God, let it be cancelled. Let it be rebuked and cast back into the abyss in the name of Jesus.
We give you all the glory, God. We bless you, Father. You just lift up your voices and start blessing the name of the Lord today. Just give him all the praise. Give him all the honor that's due him. Give him all the adoration. He is a great God. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the bright and the morning star. He is the beginning, the end, the one who raised the dead from tomorrow, from yesterday. The one who loved us, the one who made you, the one who made me, the one who brought us here today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lamb of glory. Thank you, Ancient of Days, the bright and the morning star. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor for this day that you have made. We give you all the glory, Lord, for this meeting that you have set, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for connecting the hearts of the fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, to the sons. Thank you because you love our generation so much that you have sent fathers and mothers in place to help us out. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the fire, Lord. The fire, Lord. The fire that you are placing in our hearts, Lord Jesus Christ, for you. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your guidance, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your sustenance, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name for this love that you have for us, Lord Jesus. We say, great is your name. Great are your works. Great are your miracles. Great is everything that you do. Great is your wonders, Lord. We worship you for this greatness, Father, Lord. Great are you, Lord, worthy to be praised. Great is your name, Hallelujah.
Generation. We are the seed of God the Father. We are the representatives of Christ in the earth. We are Jesus. And Father, we stand on that truth. Father, we cry today for those of us, our fellow brothers and sisters who do not know you. Our brothers and sisters, Father, in prisons and crack houses and prostitution rings, in human trafficking rings, Father. Those who have not heard of your love. Those, Father, the tricks of the enemy have stolen your love from them, has blinded them to your love. Father, we cry for mercy for them. Father, we cry for justice for them. Father, we pray that the tricks and the traps of the enemy will not always prevail against your children. But Father, we pray that today your love, Father, will scour the earth and find them. We pray that the precious, comforting Spirit of God, Father, will meet them where they are. Father, where our voices cannot reach, may your voice whisper the love of God to them. Father, may you speak to their hearts. Father, we speak to purpose in them. Father, we speak to faith in them, that faith will come alive in them again. Father, we speak life in the name of Jesus. Father, may you quicken them, that even where they are, even without hearing Jesus loves you from us, may your spirit confirm and testify that Jesus Christ is real. That even in jail, Father, they can become beacons of light for those around them. That even, Father, as they travel from country to country and place to place, that they will be beacons of light for the love of Jesus Christ. Father, as we gather here and we meet you, as we commune with you and fellowship with you, Father, may we live on fire for you, truly on fire. Father, not just a flicker, but a flame, God Almighty. May we be salt that tastes like salt. May we be lights that shine, God Almighty. Father, may we walk in the fullness of our purpose. Father, may our lives inspire those around us to know you, to walk to know you. May we be young men and women of authority. You stand and declare the word of God. May the might of heaven back us because we walk in accordance with your will. Father, we stand to declare that we refuse to die full. We refuse to die with dreams, Father, not with doubt. We refuse to die with visions not yet come to manifestation. Father, we refuse to speak empty words, God Almighty. We refuse to be figurehead. We refuse to be puppet. We refuse, Father, to be playthings of the enemy. But we prophesy that we are people of substance. We are people, Father, of truth. We are people of loyalty. We are people of power. We are people of authority. We say we are people of obedience, God Almighty, that when you tell us to do the things that are uncomfortable and that challenge us, the Father, our answer will always be yes. Father, we covenant with you to be young people of consecration, living sacrifices, Father, who lay our lives on the altar. We will choose you, Father, when we are faced with every decision. We will choose to honor you, Father, even if it means that we must go the path alone. Abba, sukur rabando robo kosani arabaha. Ripo bo 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 bo, kosukur rabandi kosani robe. Rababa, sukur robo bo bo, shendo basa. Father, may the river of power and worship run in us. May we be young people who pray, God, and intercede. Father, we say, burden us, Father, for your people. Burden us to quit. Father, wake us up in the morning so we can cry for the things that move your heart, God Almighty. Father, we yield ourselves to you as vessels of honor. We are clay in your hand. Father, fashion us for what the world needs. Make us, Father, the instruments that need to bring the change the world needs. We yield ourselves, Father, to the potter's wheel, that you will form us and fashion us and make us. May we not be afraid to manifest the giftings, Father, that are within us. Father, put us in entertainment, put us in government, Father, put us in hospitality, put us, Father, in agriculture, put us, God Almighty. Father, raise up a generation of secret agents and plant us, Father, in every school of this world. The enemy is crafty, but God, you are greater, God. You are the omniscient God. You are the art of creativity. So, Father, may your creativity shine to us. Father, use us as secret weapons, Father, in your kingdom. And Father, may the generations who are before us pray over us, Father, and walk over us, cover us, Father, as we enter into territories that are not yet taken. We yield ourselves to you, God. This generation, Father, we covenant to be the generation that turns the tide, Father, of this world.